So track 12, and we come to our feature article, which Brian is going to read for us. He's reading from last week's Mid Devon Advertiser with one of their Nature Diary stories.
Hello. This week we bring you the Advertiser's Nature Diary. It's called A Garden Odyssey Begins, and it's written by Gordon Waterhouse. He writes, Wolfgang and Francis Link and their family have lived for many years at Cotmore between Stokenham and Beeson, surrounded by a wonderful garden. When they originally moved there in 1974, the surrounding landscape was quite bare with low hedges and few trees. They planted trees and shrubs to provide windbreaks and shelter for the vegetable and flower beds that they created. By 2001, this had developed into a leafy oasis in the open countryside, ideal for encouraging birds to make it their home. Early in April 2001, Wolfgang saw a missel thrush flying away every time he went to his garden shed. He found the thrush's nest in a cypress tree, only a few feet from the shed door. The shed contained many garden tools, canes, string and everything a gardener could need, but there wasn't a day that he didn't need to visit it for something. However, he didn't want to disturb the birds while they were nesting, so he telephoned his beekeeping friend Brian Ashby to ask him how long it would be before the brood had flown. Brian wasn't sure and suggested he phone me to check. I was very excited. Having told Wolfgang that the missel thrush and most garden birds spend about 2 weeks sitting on their eggs and another 2 weeks feeding their young, I asked if Brian and I, with our friend Chris, might come and try to photograph the birds. So the garden odyssey began. On the 8th of April 2001, we set out along the lane from Brian's home in Slapton. The hedge banks were sprinkled with celandines and primroses. That first day we left the canvas of the hide in a bundle on the ground to let the birds get used to it. Over the next 2 days, Brian and Chris assembled the hide a little at a time. We peeped into the nest and saw 4 nestlings covered only with soft ginger down. On the 11th of April, Brian and Chris took their first photos, each spending about an hour in the hide. Only the female incubates the eggs, but both parents share feeding the young. Their visits were about every 20 minutes. They arrived with beakfuls of worms and stuffed the wormy mess into each of the 4 gaping mouths. The worms were plentiful because the neighbouring field had been cultivated. We took turns at sitting at the hide every day, watching the feathers grow, until on the 16th they were fully feathered. To encourage the fledglings to leave the nest, the parents were visiting but not feeding their brood. When Brian and I arrived the following morning, Wolfgang greeted us with, "They've flown!" Later we found one squatting in the flower bed and another in the branches of the Monterey pine. Brian and I were both retired at the time, but Chris was still working, opening the camera shop in Kingsbridge at 9 o'clock each weekday morning. He made a routine of driving over to Cotmore most mornings and looking for new nests. One morning he watched a chiff-chaff carrying nesting material and followed it to where it was building a nest in a clump of vegetation only a few inches off the ground. On 24th of April, Brian and he started to introduce a hide near to the chiff-chaff's nest. By now the bluebells were in blossom, as were the beautiful early purple orchids growing by the roadside. I feared Barbara and I were going to miss out on the excitement of seeing the chiff-chaff story unfold because we were leaving for 3 weeks' holiday in Croatia. The others enjoyed watching the progress of the chiff-chaffs, including the first time they actually saw the open mouths of the chicks appearing at the entrance of the nest. The parents, who shared the feeding, visited every 2 or 3 minutes. They would hover in front of the domed nest like olive green hummingbirds. Barbara and I returned from Croatia on the 21st of May. The next morning at 8 o'clock I went straight to Cotmore. I was so pleased that the young were still in the nest, and I watched from the hide as the parents came to feed them. The next morning, they were gone. One of the fledglings was balanced unsteadily on the branch of an apple tree. But that was just the start of our 2001 garden odyssey. We hope to continue the story for you next week.